Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. About to catch up with our buddy George Sinano, ESPN. Talk all things Mavs and NBA free agency. We'll hit the top 10 coming up on the other side. And, of course, we're an hour away from football's finest before we get into the expressway in that 5 o'clock hour. But right now, let's welcome in our buddy George Sinano. George, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I thought you guys were going to bring me on to talk about Malik Hooker and Micah Parsons, man. I was ready to talk about that.
We can do that, too, if you want.
I know you were. Hey, this is pretty crazy. I don't know how you're doing two things at once, because we're watching you on Around the Horn right now, yet we're talking to you over the airwaves. This is wild.
Multitasking beast.
I mean, it's the magic of television, man. You know, that's how it works.
So you need to put Woody in a headlock there and take him out in this show, I think. I think you're going to do it. I think you're going to get this one done.
We'll see. We'll have to wait and see how it unfolds.
No spoilers like that. Here.
That's a good tease. So, George, what can you tell us about this version of Klay Thompson that our Dallas Mavericks are getting, and how stunned were the Lakers that he ended up choosing the Mavs over them?
I'll start with the last question. I think they were surprised that he chose the Mavericks over them, although the Lakers had some hurdles to clear that the Mavericks were proactive about. You guys moved Timmy, right? You made two moves, actually, but one included Timmy to kind of free up some space, and that allowed the transaction for Dallas to happen more fluidly, whereas the Lakers would have had to have made LeBron take a pay cut of about 50% to make that happen and accommodate Klay, because they haven't been able to move D'Angelo Russell because there's not much of a market at the moment for him at just under $20 million. So I think that that kind of helped facilitate the deal to Dallas. And I also think with Klay, I think he wants to win. And I think he's closer to that with Dallas. I mean, I was there, obviously, during the finals. And the one thing that stood out like a sore thumb was Dallas couldn't knock down a three in that series. So, and it wasn't anybody really knocking down a three in that series for the most part, outside of the one game where they won by 30 in Dallas in game four. So they're going to get a guy who can still shoot the hell out of the ball. I don't think there's any question about that. I think you're clearly getting a guy who's motivated, but I will temper some expectations. He's not the guy that he was even two seasons ago, the year after the injury, where he had a phenomenal season, particularly when you think that he came off those two gruesome injuries. And I want to say he had two of the highest scoring months of his career in that year. But he's not the guy that he was previous to the injury. Defensively, he's not the same guy anymore. I mean, he could probably guard your third best player or the third best opponent. He's no longer the two-way player he once was, where you could seek him on the other team's best offensive player. Like, those days are a bit behind him at this point.
George Sedano, ESPN, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Do you feel like the Mavericks are better based on the moves that they've made? Are they a better team than they were just a couple of weeks ago?
I do. I think Klay is an upgrade, and I think that, you know, look, and I like Josh Green too, right? But, like, I think Klay is an upgrade over either guy. And I like the Najee Marshall addition. Sneakily kind of like it, because he brings an added, like, layer of toughness. I don't know how much you guys have seen him play. Like, he is a tough, tough dude. And he, offensively, he can be a little streaky, but he's a good defender. And he can shoot a little bit, but again, it's just the offense is streaky. I think that the Pelicans liked him. They just liked their younger guys more. And I think that kind of put him in the situation that he was in and made him available. But I like him. Like, I don't think that, you know, I will say this. I would say he's easily like a top 8 or 9 rotation guy, in my opinion, on a good team. And I think Dallas is clearly a very good team. So I think that he can be in that mix and kind of fill some of the gaps that you lost maybe with a guy like Josh, for example.
George, you've been around some really good front office guys that have built teams and championship teams and all that. I wanted to know, where are you with Nico? And, you know, we were all kind of like nervous with the whole, he's coming from the Nike business, shoe business and all that. We're thinking, can he really make moves? Where are you now with him? Because we're all starting to fall in love with the way that he's not falling in love with his players. He's trying to go out and make his team a lot different.
He's a beast. I don't think there's any question about it. And I, too, was wondering how that would translate. But I would say this, the thing that has translated the most is his ability to have the relationships necessary to make this all work. And by the way, it's not just the relationships to say, hey, you know, I've known Kyrie since he was a teenager and I can bring him aboard and make it all work because I understand him in a way that few people understand him. It's also the relationships about the stuff you just mentioned, where he can be a human being and explain to guys, hey, this is a business. We loved your time here. We have to move on,
right.
Unfortunately, right? He can have those tough conversations, too. He's a relationship guy. He's always been a relationship guy. And I think that has been something that's been a huge plus for the Dallas Mavericks because he can both have the pleasant conversations and the unpleasant conversations.
Yeah, I think we were super impressed with he said Derrick Jones Jr. was plan 1A and plan 1B. Going into the offseason. Obviously, they lose him to the Clippers. He pivots to Najee Marshall, who you just told us about. Do you think the Mavericks are still good enough defensively, even with the loss of Derrick Jones Jr.?
I think Derrick Jones Jr. is a loss. I don't know if it's like a huge loss. I think defensively it's certainly a loss because he's an excellent point of attack defender, particularly. Like he's so long and athletic that you can put him at the top of a zone or you can have him guard one of the better players on the other side, particularly if it's a smaller guard and not a guy with a lot of girth, and I think he can have a lot of success. Could they find another one of those guys? Sure, but I also think they're banking on Derek Lively to get better too and really protect them defensively. And I think he's got another couple of levels, I think, Derek Lively, both on defense and offense. I think ultimately, I know people are going to look at Clay and Kyrie and Luka as a big three. I don't see it that way. And that's not a knock on Clay. I just think Derek Lively, and I told you guys when you drafted him, we had that conversation shortly thereafter that, and I talked about how I thought he was the perfect vertical threat for Luka, and defensively he's a beast, and an incredible human being. Because I got to meet him last year at Summer League. I do these like time capsules at Summer League with all the guys who get drafted, and we kind of put them in the bank and use them for moments like, for example, the finals, right? Where you can kind of pull some footage from that stuff about where they thought they would be in a year or 5 or 10, et cetera. And I came away blown away by him, as I mentioned to you guys a year or so ago. And I think he still has levels not only to his game on the floor, but his leadership. I mean, I was in those huddles during these finals, and he was as vocal as anyone in those huddles. I would say him and Kyrie were the two guys that were the most vocal as far as players were concerned. I think Markieff is in that conversation as well as a vocal leader type. But I think that for a guy who's a rookie to do that, I mean, that's impressive. So I believe if – not that I believe in big threes necessarily anymore. I think that that's kind of that's a model that's going out. I do think that he will be one of the top three players on the team in regards to his impact.
Yeah, he's a super beast. We love him. That's a guy that's the poster boy for like, hey, tanking can actually be good for you. That paid off in a huge way for the Mavericks. It's George Sedano of ESPN with us here in the G-Bag Nation. What about what Oklahoma City has done here this offseason? Have they impressed you as much as anybody?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the Caruso thing, it's like they stole him, in my opinion. Yeah. I was stunned. Alex Caruso is an elite-level defensive player. There is not a place on the floor that he cannot defend against another guard. Like, he is that good. And he's become a much more proficient shooter, which has allowed him, even though he's not a sharpshooter by any stretch of the imagination, he's someone you got to guard, is the way I would describe it offensively. And he's just a smart player. So I love that move. The Hartenstein move I like as well. They needed more size desperately because Chet, while I think he'll continue to put on more weight and more good weight, more muscle, et cetera, he did 15 pounds, I believe, from his rookie year. Well, his initial drafting to his rookie season, let's call it, that one year where he was hurt. And he'll put on more and more to get bigger and stronger, but they needed someone to help protect him. And Hartenstein was certainly a guy that blew me away at what kind of player he was. I remember the first time I saw him, it was easily like 5 or 6 years ago. I was calling the G League Showcase in Las Vegas with PJ Carlesimo on ESPN2, and he was with the Houston Rockets G League team at the time. And the knock on him back then was tons of talent, just he's got to get it, you know, the 6 inches between his ears. And he certainly has done that. He has found a role in this league. He has worked at that role. He's a defensive guy. He is a good offensive player, moves the ball really well. It'll fit perfectly with a young group who I think will be ready to contend here very soon. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous to say that about a one seed, but when you think that they were the youngest team in the NBA, and they were even younger than the college version of the North Carolina Tar Heels last season, I still feel like there's a lot of room to grow there.
Hey, George, you mentioned Coach with PJ. When you guys go to dinner, he gave us a 7-minute answer on it. We had him on.
It's pretty amazing.
Okay, when you guys go to dinner, yeah, do you just like, can you eat your entire meal by the time he gets his first comment out? Or like you ask a question, hey, Coach, tell me about Bronny and what you think about the Lakers. And then you start in like carving into your steak. How does that work?
No doubt. You eat. You're eating. Yeah, he's talking, you're eating. There's no doubt. And by the way, you're probably also having a few adult beverages while you're at it, too, in that. And he'll sneak in a few sips in between sentences, too.
Yeah.
Listen, there is no better person on earth in the NBA circuit to have dinner with than PJ Carlesimo. It is legendary, the type of meals that you'll have with him. I always tell people there are at least 5 restaurants in every NBA city that will stay open for him after a game.
Wow.
We did a lot of Nick and Sam's while we were right down the street from
there
where we were staying.
Good call.
We did a lot of Nick and Sam's in Dallas. But, yeah, he is incredible. It's so funny because my wife went to the All-Star game with me in Indy this year. And so I was on the broadcast with PJ and Mark Kestisher on ESPN Radio. And after the Saturday night, she met us at the restaurant. We went to St. Elmo's.
There you go.
The famous Indianapolis steakhouse with the shrimp cocktail and all that.
Yep.
And she got there. She got there probably just before midnight. We didn't leave that restaurant, okay, in Indianapolis, okay, till almost 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And when we got back to the hotel the next day, that night, my wife goes to me, "You guys do this all the time?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah. This dude is 73 years old, but he can go like a 25-year-old. Like, this is not a thing for him. This is not an issue for him." And she's like, "I don't know how you guys do it." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, every once in a while, you got to tap out if you're not ready to hang with him. That's for sure."
Man, stamina.
Yeah. We've been marveling at that dude's stamina for weeks now, ever since we had him on during the finals. He is a total stud, as are you, George.
So he grew up in an era, dude, that it's just like, those guys can just hang in a way that I can't.
Different breed.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. We've been kicking this around on our show. One guy on our show we think has a terrible take on this. This is in regards to the Olympics, okay? Now, you're familiar with just how disgusting this Seine River is going to be in Paris where they have to swim. You familiar with that? Yeah.
So vaguely.
Okay, so this is like a sewage drainage basin. Calling it a river is really like it's an overstatement by a mile. It's been illegal to swim in these waters, George, for 100 years. It's that disgusting. They're trying to get it clean, but it's not working. E. coli is just rampant in these waters. So these athletes are going to be asked to swim in there. The question is, they're also trying to be environmentally friendly this summer in Paris, and they're not allowing air conditioning for a majority of the athletes. The U.S. is like, no, we're going to get that for our players. Our athletes, but for the most part, a lot of these guys are not and girls are not going to have any air conditioning. So the question is, 5 to 10 minute little swim, doggy paddle style, hanging out in the sewage pool, the poo water, or 30 days no AC, what are you choosing, George Sedano?
Oh, Oh, no question. I'm going with the no AC in that scenario. Yeah. I am not jumping in sewage water. No chance in hell that is going to happen. I'd rather deal with no AC and just get some fans and figure it out, put some ice packs on, you know, whatever I need to do to survive. Look, the reality is, if I were at the Olympics as an athlete and I didn't have AC, I would just go to the events all day. And then I would just have to deal with sleeping, figure that out, take some melatonin, whatever you got to do to knock yourself out. And then that way you're up and ready to go when you need to go. But once you're done with your events, just stick, you know, if you're gonna be there or have to be there for several days between events or whatnot, just go out and enjoy the Olympic experience where there's going to be air conditioning.
George,
you've been the right answer.
You've been one of our favorite guests, but you dropped way down the list on that one.
I think you nailed that one, George.
No, I think swimming in the poo water is better than no AC.
You're an insane person. Yeah.
It's like the 70s there in Paris, George. I mean, it's very, very tolerable.
Yeah, it's not crazy heat.
It's fine.
No, it's not. Right. Listen, when I went down the Katy Trail when I was there Dallas. And let me tell you something. It was hot as hell. Yeah. And I'm a natural like hiker. I hike in L.A. all the time. But I was like, at one point, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to finish this. I'm going to have to turn around because it's getting a little too hot for me out here. And then I stopped at like the Katy, some barbecue pit there on the right off the Katy Trail, Katy Express or something like that it was called. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was great barbecue and a nice cold beer, which was nice.
I'm glad you enjoyed your time in Dallas. Thank you so much, buddy. I guess before we let you go, just to come full circle, what do you think about Micah and Malik Hooker in the podcast?
First of all, I always love conflict. Like to me, like conflict is number one on my list for as a talk show host at heart. Always, I don't have a huge issue with it. If Micah was not performing, if he was missing assignments because he's doing a podcast, that'd be one thing. But like, he's still the best player, arguably on the team, if not the best player. So I don't have a huge issue with it. But I love a little drama, and you guys know how to do drama as well as anybody in sports, that's for sure.
Thank you, man. You're the best. You're always so gracious with your time. We appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the week in NBA free agency.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. There he goes. The beast that is George Sedano, ESPN, our buddy here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, let's get into the top 10. We're just a couple days away from the 4th. 4th of July movies to watch on Independence Day. What's your go-to? 877-881-1053. Talk about that next on The Fam.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's time for that Wooly Bully Top 10 List of the Day segment here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Window Nation. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for that free consultation, 214-333-3333, or go to truckwreck.com around the rim in a few minutes. But right now, here's the Wooly Bully for the top 10 list of the day.
Thank you very much. In just a moment, we'll get to the top 10 4th of July movies to watch on Independence Day. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite movie to watch on the 4th of July? Couple of quick hitters here. Luka Doncic and Slovenia did lose to Croatia. And Luka postgame from our buddy Grant Avseth said, we're 2 million population. Yeah. And to represent the country means everything to me. I want to say thanks to Dallas for letting me play. I always know I'm going to play, so it's a big honor for me. I know Chuck Cooperstein was, you know, very frustrated, I guess, with the playing time that he got in a game that it seemed like they didn't have a chance of winning. He said, I'm all for Luka playing international ball. I know how important it is to him, but he's not right. And yet they run him out there for 37 minutes in a game that, frankly, Slovenia was never in. If it's not coaching malpractice, it's pretty darn close. And I guess, I mean, to Luka's point, you know, I mean, it's just they don't really have a lot of options. And I don't believe they've qualified now for the Olympics. So I think that it's done, and he will now be able to just rest and recover.
That's good news. I don't know. I get where Chuck's coming from. I have the same frustrations, but I don't know if that's a coaching thing or if that's like, it's tough to pull a guy like Luka's just refusing to come out kind of thing.
And it's probably both. I mean, he's clearly their best player. If they had a chance at any comeback, you're not taking Luka out, right? But I 100% get both sides of that. And then Rangers outfielder Wyatt Langford, who recorded the 11th cycle in Texas Rangers history on Sunday in Baltimore. He's donated the spikes he wore while playing and accomplishing that to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. So that's another Ranger piece of history. If you go to Cooperstown in New York and go check out the Baseball Hall of Fame, you will be able to see those cleats worn by Wyatt Langford. But let's slide into the top 10, the top 10 4th of July movies to watch on Independence Day. Lucius, I mean, you've brought this up.
Ew.
Like, when it comes to other holidays, like Christmas movies, we've got.
Yeah.
Like Halloween movies, Thanksgiving movies.
Thanksgiving movies, we don't have much.
4th of July movies? Like, does anything come to mind for you?
Well, personally, I like Forrest Gump.
I do love Forrest Gump, too.
Forrest Gump. What else? Jaws. Didn't Jaws happen on the 4th of July situation?
Wasn't it Jaws is in this top 10.
Hey!
Yes. Hell of a call. Because I forgot all about that until I saw Jaws on this list.
Yeah. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yep. That's a great one, too. That's honorable mention.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Sandlot got texted in, and I oftentimes think, like, I brought that up to CY yesterday. Like, they've got the scene, it's the 4th of July, they all run to the Sandlot, and the fireworks are going off, and they're like, it just gives us enough light to be able to play a night game. That is pretty nostalgic for me. The Sandlot, I think, is a great 4th of July movie. I will say, not a movie, but if you are looking for something to watch on the 4th of July, if you haven't seen, or even if you have seen, I know a lot of people probably rewatch it, but Band of Brothers, watch it. It's incredible. It's going to make you
proud.
Is
that a series?
It is. It's a 10-part miniseries that HBO put out. It's right. Incredible.
Right.
And it's about World War II and the Band of Brothers.
But you're saying on 4th of July, you mean binge watch it all day?
Binge it, baby.
Just binge it, yeah.
Knock it out. Or at least start it, you know, and then you're not going to want to finish it. You will. I mean, you'll probably just keep going.
Might be a good July 3rd thing to really just get the mind, body, and soul ready for the next day's action.
Yeah,
you know,
start that too.
Because a lot of people, I don't know how early you start, but a lot of people are like 10 a.m. July 4th. I mean, we're cracking coldies. Everything's hot and ready to go food-wise. Yeah. Like, a lot of people aren't screwing around here.
Probably like 6:30 tomorrow. I'll be gearing up for this.
6:30 tomorrow, as soon as we clock out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, the main thing that I'm watching is always to get prepared is the morning of on July 4th, watching that The Good, the Bad, and the Hungry 30 for 30.
That's a great 30 for 30.
Joey Jaws and Kobayashi.
Absolutely. And now this year, unfortunately, like I'm not going to be seeing, the Nathan's Famous because Joey Jaws isn't competing.
Yeah,
He did put out the link, though, for the YouTube page that he will be competing against the Soldiers on the 4th.
So. Okay. Well, yeah, I wonder how much of a, like, is he a Tiger Woods type needle mover for this competition? Is he a Caitlin Clark type needle mover? Is this going to, no Joey Jaws, is America just going to say, well, then you're not going to get my viewership ratings then?
I'm going to watch.
Yeah, you'll be the one guy.
I'm going to watch because I feel like there's going to be a legitimate competition. It might come down to some controversy.
Well, it's illegitimate because the best person.
I mean, the guy might eat 70 hot dogs, but I want to see like four guys and a gal eat like 50 hot dogs each, and it's like controversy because they miscounted or something like that. That's what I'm all about.
I am for some controversy. You're pulling for some shenanigans?
I'm pulling for maybe the, like,
tomfoolery?
The guy behind or the gal, the counter person,
yeah,
didn't count enough hot dogs, and they have to go back. They have to go back and
demand a recount?
Well, the tape. Maybe go to the tape. Maybe an aerial shot from the drone or something like that.
I think it usually goes to a puke off, and you weigh how much they puke out.
Well, as soon as whoever pukes loses, you're out.
No, but in this tiebreaker scenario, that's the only thing.
There's not puking involved.
No, there's not. But hell, that's,
unless you're riding in the parade,
it's not a terrible idea just to weigh the puke.
Generally, watching these.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not, because that guy just murders everybody when it comes to eating hot dogs.
Can't believe you don't like greatness. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Can I throw a movie in that I would watch?
Man.
The Patriot.
Yeah, Patriot.
Oh gosh,
Patriot's fantastic.
That is so
you kind of feel like on the 4th of July that yeah, we're doing some good here, right?
You'll be going aim small, miss small.
Yeah,
aim small, miss small. Grown-ups being texted in.
I mean, I could throw an axe.
I guess that, sure could. Holy hell.
What a cool move to
I mean, if you could throw an axe
that.
To kill somebody, yeah. I mean, that's what a move.
It's probably the coolest finishing move of all time.
Oh, it's so badass. Yeah. Of course, Independence Day with Will Smith, The Green Mile, The Patriot. We also have...
What's our Keanu Reeves movies?
John Wick?
John Wickin.
John Wick's good.
I'm here for it. I'm more of a speed guy, I think, on...
Oh,
July
with
4th.
Keanu?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Replacements, pretty good. Miracle, I think, is a great July 4th.
Miracle
movie.
Would be good. Yeah.
Miracle's great. Number 10 on this list is Lincoln. Again.
Boop.
Again.
Dude, what about Rocky?
I think Rocky 4.
Yeah.
Rocky 4 is a great one when he's going ahead and beating Drago.
What's
the
wrong with the
Union.
the other Rockies?
Rocky 4 is just the more like American like, one. Like it's the USA versus the Soviet Union.
Oh, wow.
Like that really is.
We're still doing that bit?
Yeah, well, that's what they did in Rocky 4. I don't know if we're still doing it.
It's a throwback movie.
10 is Lincoln, Spielberg's masterpiece. That's a skip it for me. 9.
What do you got against Lincoln?
And nothing against it. That movie is just long and a very difficult watch. Very good, but very difficult.
Who is the actor? Famous dude played Lincoln.
Yes, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, okay. So you got three named guy.
Thespian of our generation.
Yeah,
he gets into the role.
He does.
Yeah.
That dude is a method actor.
Yeah,
of the highest order.
Method.
Number 9 is Jaws. Shout out to you, Lucius. Number 8, Hidden Figures. Also a phenomenal movie. If you haven't seen it, celebrates the brilliant minds behind one of NASA's greatest achievements.
Which one?
Hidden Figures.
That is a very good movie.
Very good.
Yep.
Apollo 13 comes in at number 7.
Those dudes were resourceful as all heck up there doing all that.
How about Top Gun?
Top Gun?
Ooh. Top Gun at 6.
I'm saying the original, not the make-believe one.
The sequel was very good.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Sequel's good.
Nah, are you crapping on it, Broadus?
I am a little bit.
You didn't even see it.
I did.
Oh,
I saw it in Saudi Arabia when I was there.
Oh, like that's it? Right.
Yeah, I went to the movies.
That's right.
That was really good, man.
Yeah. Had to kill some time.
You guys are getting called out. Apparently, it's a tomahawk, not an axe. No, I don't know what the difference is.
Okay.
Wait, are we talking
steaks? Tomahawk?
I didn't know we were talking steaks all of a sudden.
Apologies. It looked like to me kind of an axe. Handle, throw.
I think a tomahawk is just a more specific way to describe an axe, right?
That's a specific maybe axe. Number 5 is A League of Their Own.
You know I'm an axe man.
You are.
You need some of that spray.
You do smell. Number 4 is Captain America, the First Avenger.
I forgot the deodorant today. It was a rush out.
I can tell.
It was a rush out.
I wasn't sure if it was that or the beef tallow. Ooh, American Pie's getting texted.
Well, the other problem I'm dealing with right now, and I think Carter can also co-sign this issue, is the AC's not blowing very cold in my vehicle.
But you should always get AC issues in the summer. always.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I don't know if there's a summer that I've known you.
Yeah,
we
car
don't
deal.
Because you don't have an AC issue in the wintertime. If you have an AC issue in the wintertime, you don't know you have it because you're not blowing AC, right? You don't find out about your AC problem until the summer.
Right. But I mean, the spring?
I'm windows down and cruising.
I'm using the AC.
I'm going Florida Georgia Line on that thing, you know?
Captain America, the First Avenger at number 4. Patriot comes in at number 3.
Darn right.
Days of Thunder? Movie. What about Days of Thunder?
Days of Thunder.
Oh, man, I love Days of Thunder.
Shout out to Pastry Chef Eric.
That's a good movie.
yo, son, you got to check this out, B.
Number 2, National Treasure.
Ooh.
That is a hell of a movie.
That's a guy who
is that we're
channel.
Trying to steal the Declaration,
yes, the Declaration of Independence.
Nicolas Cage at the height of his powers, dude. That's what he's most synonymous for, right?
What's the one where he's the arms dealer? I think that's a killer movie. He's an
God of War. I believe that's called God of War.
You're right, Lucius.
Man, that is a great movie.
Yeah.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
I like The Family Man with Nicolas Cage.
Family
Man. I like
right.
Nicolas Cage, bro.
Give me some Ghost Rider.
Nick Cage.
Was he in Two-Face?
Give me some of that Ghost Rider.
What was it? Was it Face Off?
Face Off.
It was in Face Off.
I said
Face Off
with
Travolta.
Damn good.
That's a legendary movie.
Face Off is damn good.
You should go back and watch it.
Yeah. I haven't seen them so
it
long.
Doesn't hold
it
up.
Doesn't hold up.
It doesn't hold up.
Oh, no.
It's nostalgic as hell, but boy, it ain't holding up.
So hey, what's wrong with it?
Con Air holds up.
Oh, yeah.
Con Air's working.
Other than that accent.
That accent's hilarious.
Yeah.
That hair.
Yeah.
Always wearing a white beater
Buscemi
like the whole
movie. Steve Buscemi is creepy in that movie, oh, man. All way the time. Creepy.
Steve Buscemi's face is just kind of creepy.
Way creepy all the time.
Yeah. Remember the Titans getting texted, and I can see that being a good 4th of July movie.
Yeah.
But number one best 4th of July movie to watch on Independence Day is indeed Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, right?
He's dragging
Will Smith, Independence Day.
Dragging the alien through the desert.
I will say, I think that movie's like 20 minutes too long. Could have cut it down a little bit.
Which part? The guy flying the jet into the...
Yeah, maybe like the middle portion starts to drag.
Lord of War, not God of War, but okay. Hey, I got close.
I thought you were right.
Off the top of the dome, I got close. God, Lucius, you're an idiot. It's Lord of War, not God of War.
That's why I don't look at the text.
Put this fool on the radio.
I saw my name earlier when I checked in. Saw my name check in. Guy called me.
Do your damn homework.
I said, F you. I typed that and sent it on.
It is true. It is true. Broadus, who doesn't look at the text, he always X's out on the computer when he sits down to start the show.
Saw my name. Guy says, brought a shirt, idiot. Nobody laughing at your jokes. I said, F you, and then clicked it off.
There you go.
He responded, F you.
Barney would never. Not my Barney.
Yeah.
All right, there's today's top 10. Thank you very much. Coming up on the other side, let's go around the rim, shall we?
Yeah, Luca Terminator and some more insights on how Clay became a Mav. That's next year in the Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. We got football's finest coming up on the other side. And, of course, under an hour away now from LA Live with Lucius Alexander at 540. But right now, let's do some rimming, shall we, Eric?
That sounds fantastic, Wolchuk. I'm glad you asked. Right now, we cut the lights out. We put the kids down for that afternoon summer snoozer, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim.
Oh, it feels so good.
It's always a special occasion when you have the Terminator on your basketball team. That's what they're calling Luka right now, because he's just detonated not one, not two, but three franchises. He did it to the Utah Jazz.
Uh-huh.
Takes him down in the playoffs. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, infighting, split him up. See ya. Bye. New era in Utah. Sad one. Phoenix, you know what happened there.
Mm. Bye-bye DeAndre Ayton.
Adios. Bye-bye Mikal Bridges. We're gonna do this whole thing. Yeah, we're going to change everything up, and we're going to get worse because of it. And then you just saw it with Paul George and the Clippers. Luka has the last word versus the Clippers, and now they are a different franchise. So Luka being called the Terminator, I kind of like that.
I do too, and I've seen recently, I think it was already Nick Angstad of Locked On Mavs put out a video of Klay Thompson and Devin Booker trash-talking back and forth.
Ooh, I saw that as well. He's like, you'll never win a ring.
Never. And it's perfect. Klay's going to fit in beautifully here. Him and Luka can just go ahead and say, bleep you, Devin Booker. Nobody really likes him. He's probably got the most punchable face in the league, don't you think?
If he was on your team, you'd love him.
I don't know. I feel like
you would. Shut up.
He's never done anything.
I don't need
Devin Booker.
He's a big-time player.
Is he a big-time player?
He is.
You kind of have to do something late in games to be a big-time player.
I think he's a big-time player, man. You'd love to have him on your team.
Because you're wearing your Phoenix Suns purple right now, Broadus. We know about your purple
bias. I am all about the Phoenix Suns today.
You got that purple bias right now.
I got
you've been sitting there looking at Bronny.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come at your guy like that.
I was thinking Bronny. I should have asked George a question about Bronny instead of asking him about PJ.
No, I like the PJ question.
No, you should have asked about PJ. I probably just shouldn't have asked about the poo water, quite simply. And then you could ask your Bronny question. Walchuk could ask, another.
Yeah, you go back, you analyze your interviews and stuff like that.
We can get George back.
Grade
okay.
your performance.
Get him on the phone right now.
I can. We're on a texting basis.
I know you can.
Get George on the horn,
man. He loves us.
George is a big fan of us.
We're going to hear from Mark Stein here in a second just about how enthralled Luke is.
He was a friend of mine.
With the no longer.
I don't know. His son and my son went to school together at Greenhill. I think Mark likes me, but man, it's like anytime I ever ask him about stuff, it's kind of like, it's like he wants to just punch me in the face.
Was Bennett bullying him?
No. His son's super cool. Great family. But yeah. Mark, every time I see him, it's like, oh, hi, bro.
Oh, no, Broadus is here. Was his son actively trying to avoid you?
Was his son on the football team?
No, he wasn't. Okay. I guarantee he has me on mute right now. He follows me, but he's mute. It's so mute.
That's hilarious, dude. We got to figure out what you did to get under his skin.
I think it's my takes on basketball. Like that I just gave you the thing about the guy.
Yeah, you're a big Devin Booker guy.
I love Devin Booker, yeah.
Did you guys see what Dez Bryant tweeted out about the San Antonio Spurs now having Chris Paul and Wemby together?
I actually did not. I know he was pumped about Klay Thompson.
He says, I love this for San Antonio. Chris Paul might get his first championship ring next year with the big eye emojis. I mean, maybe he's being super facetious and it's just hard to read. But if he's being serious
I think if you're being, it would be the laughy face, right? If you're not being serious.
He's got to be joking.
You think he's joking?
Yes. There's no way he believes that. Now, look, Dez has been great when it comes to the betting aspect of things.
He got on a heater. Is he still heating?
I don't know that it ever stopped. I feel like it left.
He bets
right
a ton of money, though. At least he says he bets a ton.
He does.
Money.
To his credit, the Spurs at the sports book before adding Chris Paul were plus 15,000 to win the title. And now after signing Chris Paul, they're plus 15,000 to win the title. So, I mean, maybe he's onto
something here. I didn't see a minute of him playing last year in Golden State. I don't know how much he even played.
He's a real sharp old Dez Bryant. Here's Mark Stein, nemesis of Brian Broaddus.
Why are you doing that?
What?
Yeah, why are you doing that to Dez?
I'm being facetious the same way I'd like to think he is on Twitter.
It was big eyes. You gave the big eye
emojis.
Big eyes.
He's like, oh, Chris Paul might be. I mean, he's been allergic to getting anywhere close to a title, it seems like, his entire career. But this is the time now. The San Antonio Spurs, everybody watched them last year and thought they're a 39-year-old Chris Paul away from winning it all. Yeah. And so Dez is ahead of his time with this one.
Say that. They were a Chris Paul away.
That's a basketball take if I've ever seen one. Here's Mark Stein on his own podcast talking about Klay, Luka, Kyrie. It's here.
Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are thrilled to know that Klay Thompson is on the way to Dallas. And a lot was made about LeBron James recruiting Klay Thompson. Well, Kyrie Irving played on two national teams with Klay Thompson. I covered them both, 2014 World Cup team in Spain, 2016 Olympic team in Brazil. So the Mavericks also had a marquee recruiter to help in their efforts, and they convinced Klay that this is the place he should be. And again, I still can't believe it, even as I say all this stuff.
Yeah, neither can we because, historically, as he said, it's been torturous, as a Mavs fan base trying to get star players here. And, Klay Thompson, certainly not in the prime of his career, but him choosing the Lakers, all that is, it's great. And I think one of the biggest things, too, is just more reinforcement from Nico at the top down to Luka. Hey, we are never satisfied here. We are constantly trying to get better and better and build around you. This is the place you want to be. Western Conference Championship, we're not just going to run it back, fall in love with our guys, and see what happens. We are constantly trying to improve this team. I love hearing that Luke is excited about this. Not surprised at all that he is excited, but I think just the message that it sends to Luka, hey, we are here and we are not going anywhere. We are always going to be looking to add around you.
And Luka's not the recruiting type. So it kind of also shows the importance of having Kyrie here. But also, it was very telling. Netflix has done those Dream Team docs, and then they did that other one with Kobe and that Team USA team. And then, you know, famously, we've talked about, we played the clip, like they're playing against Spain, and he's teammates with Pau Gasol and the Lakers. And he just runs right through opening series, Pau Gasol trying to set a screen, like he's setting the tone. But those relationships that these stars form playing together on Team USA, they do end up trickling into, hey, where are you going to play in free agency? Do you end up teaming up? I mean, LeBron, Chris Paul, right? These guys become friends, Bosch and Wade. And I do think that element is something Luka will never have, right? So having that Kyrie piece here is huge when it comes to trying to attract and recruit a Klay Thompson-like free agent.
Well, before you get Kyrie, you're thinking about, you know, Nico. He was going to be the recruiter because
And he landed Kyrie.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. He's going to be the recruiter because Luka doesn't want to be the recruiter.
Yeah.
So you needed somebody.
And Nico deserves a lot of credit there, too.
But he absolutely does.
Added layer of having Kyrie, too.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's done a great job where Mark Cuban and others in the past have not been great recruiters.
Failed.
They've failed. And Dirk didn't want to recruit.
No, Dirk was the same way.
Yeah, he really didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
He did the best he could, but he really didn't want to.
It doesn't look like Dez was being facetious when he said it's championship time in San Antonio.
Yeah, we got a couple of texts that were like he was defending it in the comments. Gosh, Dez, come on, man.
I should have gotten into the comment section on that, dude.
Should we bet money now? I mean, Dez is on a heater.
No, that's...
I mean, the 469 makes a good point. Like, he does only show his winnings. I mean, he could be taking a lot of L's. He just doesn't show us.
He only shows his winnings? It seems like he's winning a lot.
Yeah. It does seem like he's winning a lot.
Only winnings. That's what... That's, he's got his own page on that.
Hashtag winning. Oh, yeah. Only winnings.
Did you guys see a guy who's not winning right now?
You.
Yes. And
your point,
Cameron Payne, aka Terry Johnson, as that's allegedly the name he gave to officers when he was in the middle of a police investigation situation.
I'm Terry Johnson.
He gets arrested because of it. Cameron Payne, NBA player, TMZ Sports reporting. Yeah, he was arrested for refusing to give officers his real name.
Yeah.
During whatever type of traffic stop situation he was in.
Anybody look up what Terry Johnson is?
And he told officers that his name was Terry Johnson. And then one of the quotes here from him, once they're catching on to his nonsense, was, quote, "If you want to arrest me for giving you a fake name, then congratulations." And then, boom, they slapped the cuffs on him.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Appreciate the congratulations on that one. That's a tough way to go.
Goodness
gracious. That's a real tough way to go there for Cameron Payne. But there's your rim sesh here on a Tuesday in the G-Bag Nation. We will hear from Tim McMahon, who was on with Sean and RJ earlier this morning, rehashing some more Klay Thompson stuff and just getting a full circle look at where this Mavs team is at right now. And might they be interested in bringing back an old friend here to help defensively? I think that could be a fun conversation coming up in the Expressway. But let's get you football's finest. Are you buying the CD Lamb report next year in the Nation?
Thank you, Lucius. We got football's finest coming up on the other side. And, of course, under an hour away now from LA Live with Lucius Alexander at 540. But right now, let's do some rimming, shall we, Eric?
That sounds fantastic, Wolchuk. I'm glad you asked. Right now, we cut the lights out. We put the kids down for that afternoon summer snoozer, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim.
Oh, feels so good.
It's always a special occasion when you have the Terminator on your basketball team. That's what they're calling Luka right now, because he's just detonated not one, not two, but three franchises. He did it to the Utah Jazz.
Uh-huh.
Takes him down in the playoffs. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, infighting, split him up. See ya. Bye. New era in Utah. Sad one. Phoenix, you know what happened there.
Bye-bye DeAndre Ayton.
Adios. Bye-bye Mikal Bridges. We're going to do this whole thing. Yeah, we're going to change everything up, and we're going to get worse because of it. And then you just saw it with Paul George and the Clippers. Luka has the last word versus the Clippers, and now they are a different franchise. So Luka being called the Terminator, I kind of like that.
I do too, and I've seen recently, I think it was already Nick Angstad of Locked On Mavs put out a video of Klay Thompson and Devin Booker trash-talking back and forth.
Ooh, I saw that as well. He's like, you'll never win a ring.
Never. And it's perfect. Klay's going to fit in beautifully here. Him and Luka can just go ahead and say, bleep you, Devin Booker. Nobody really likes him. He's probably got the most punchable face in the league, don't you think?
If he was on your team, you'd love him.
I don't know. I feel like
yes, you would. Shut up.
He's never done anything. I don't need Devin Booker.
He's a big time player.
Is he a big time player?
He is.
You kind of have to do something late in games to be a big time
player. I think he's a big time player, man. You'd love to have him on your team.
Because you're wearing your Phoenix Suns purple right now, Broadus. We know about your purple
bias. I am all about the Phoenix Suns.
You got that purple bias right now. You've been sitting there looking at Bronny.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come at your guy like that.
I was thinking Bronny. I should have asked George a question about Bronny instead of asking him about PJ.
No, I like the PJ.
You should have asked about PJ. I probably just shouldn't have asked about the poo water, quite simply. And then you could ask your Bronny question. Walchuk could have asked, another.
Yeah, you go back, you analyze your interviews and stuff like that.
We can get George back.
Grade
okay.
your performance.
Get him on the phone right now.
I can. We're on a texting basis.
Can.
Get George on the horn,
man. He loves
man.
Us.
George is a big fan of us.
We're going to hear from Mark Stein here in a second just about how enthralled Luka is.
He was a friend of mine.
With the no longer.
I don't know. His son and my son went to school together at Green Hill. I think Mark likes me, but man, it's like anytime I ever ask him about stuff, it's kind of like, it's like he wants to just punch me in the face.
Was Bennett bullying him?
No. His son's super cool. Great family. But yeah. Mark, every time I see him, it's like, oh, hi, bro.
Oh, no, Broadus is here. Was his son actively trying to avoid you?
Was his son on the football team?
No, he wasn't. Okay. I guarantee he has me on mute right now. He follows me, but he's mute. It's so mute.
That's hilarious, dude. We got to figure out what you did to get under his skin.
I think it's my takes on basketball. Like that I just gave you the... thing about the guy.
Yeah, you're a big Devin Booker guy.
I love Devin Booker, yeah.
Did you guys see what Dez Bryant tweeted out about the San Antonio Spurs now having Chris Paul and Wemby together?
I actually did not. I know he was pumped about Klay Thompson.
He says, I love this for San Antonio. Chris Paul might get his first championship ring next year with the big eye emojis. I mean, maybe he's being super facetious and it's just hard to read, but if he's being serious
I think if you're being... It would be the laughy face, right? If you're not being serious.
He's got to be joking.
You think he's joking?
Yes. There's no way he believes that. Now, look, Dez has been great when it comes to the betting aspect of things.
He got on a heater. Is he still heating?
I don't know that it ever stopped. I feel like it left.
He bets
right.
a ton of money, though. At least he says he bets a ton
he
of
does.
Money.
To his credit, the Spurs at the sports book before adding Chris Paul were plus 15,000 to win the title. And now after signing Chris Paul, they're plus 15,000 to win the title. So, I mean, maybe he's onto
something here. Honestly, I didn't see a minute of him playing last year in Golden State. I don't know how much he even played.
He's a real sharp old Dez Bryant. Here's Mark Stein, nemesis of Brian Broadus.
Why are you doing that?
What?
Yeah, why are you doing that to Dez?
I'm being facetious the same way I'd like to think he is on Twitter.
It was big eyes. You gave the
big eye emojis.
Big eyes.
He's like, Chris Paul might be. I mean, he's been allergic to getting anywhere close to a title, it seems like, his entire career. But this is the time now. The San Antonio Spurs, everybody watched them last year and thought they're a 39-year-old Chris Paul away from winning it all. Yeah. And so Dez is ahead of his time with this one.
Say that. They were a Chris Paul away.
That's a basketball take if I've ever seen one. Here's Mark Stein on his own podcast talking about Klay, Luka, Kyrie. It's here.
Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are thrilled to know that Klay Thompson is on the way to Dallas. And a lot was made about LeBron James recruiting Klay Thompson. Well, Kyrie Irving played on two national teams with Klay Thompson. I covered them both, 2014 World Cup team in Spain, 2016 Olympic team in Brazil. So the Mavericks also had a marquee recruiter to help in their efforts, and they convinced Klay that this is the place he should be. And again, I still can't believe it, even as I say all this stuff.
Yeah, neither can we because, historically, as he said, it's been torturous, as a Mavs fan base trying to get star players here. And, Klay Thompson, certainly not in the prime of his career, but him choosing the Lakers, all that is, it's great. And I think one of the biggest things, too, is just more reinforcement from Nico at the top down to Luka. Hey, we are never satisfied here. We are constantly trying to get better and better and build around you. This is the place you want to be. Western Conference Championship, we're not just going to run it back, fall in love with our guys, and see what happens. We are constantly trying to improve this team. I love hearing that Luke is excited about this. Not surprised at all that he is excited, but I think just the message that it sends to Luka, hey, we are here and we are not going anywhere. We are always going to be looking to add around you.
And Luka's not the recruiting type. So it kind of also shows the importance of having Kyrie here. But also, you know, it was very telling. Netflix has done those Dream Team docs, and then they did that other one with Kobe and that Team USA team. And then, you know, famously, we played the clip, like they're playing against Spain, and he's teammates with Pau Gasol and the Lakers. And he just runs right through opening series, Pau Gasol trying to set a screen, like he's setting the tone. But those relationships that these stars form playing together on Team USA, they do end up trickling into, hey, where are you going to play in free agency? Do you end up teaming up? I mean, LeBron, Chris Paul, right? These guys become friends, Bosch and Wade. And I do think that element is something Luka will never have, right? So having that Kyrie piece here is huge when it comes to trying to attract and recruit a Klay Thompson-like free agent.
Well, before you get Kyrie, you're thinking about, you know, Nico. He was going to be the recruiter because
And he landed Kyrie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be the recruiter because Luka doesn't want to be the recruiter.
Yeah.
So you needed somebody.
And Nico deserves a lot of credit there, too.
But he absolutely does.
Added layer of having Kyrie, too.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's done a great job where Mark Cuban and others in the past have not been great
recruiters. Failed.
They've failed. And Dirk didn't want to recruit.
No, Dirk was the same way.
Yeah, he really didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
He did the best he could, but he really didn't want to.
It doesn't look like Dez was being facetious when he said it's championship time in San Antonio.
Yeah, we got a couple of texts that were like, he was defending it in the comments. Gosh, Dez, come on, man.
I should have gotten into the comment section on that, dude.
Should we bet money now? I mean, Dez is on a heater.
No, that's...
I mean, the 469 makes a good point. Like, he does only show his winnings. I mean, he could be taking a lot of L's. He just doesn't show us.
He only shows his winnings? It seems like he's winning a lot.
Yeah. It does seem like he's winning a lot.
Only winnings. He's got his own page on that.
Hashtag winning. Oh, yeah. Only winnings.
Did you guys see a guy who's not winning right now?
You.
Yes. And
your point,
Cameron Payne, aka Terry Johnson, as that's allegedly the name he gave to officers when he was in the middle of a police investigation situation.
I'm Terry Johnson.
He gets arrested because of it. Cameron Payne, NBA player, TMZ Sports reporting. Yeah, he was arrested for refusing to give officers his real name.
Yeah.
During whatever type of traffic stop situation he was in.
Anybody look up what Terry Johnson is?
And he told officers that his name was Terry Johnson. And then one of the quotes here from him, once they're catching on to his nonsense, was, quote, if you want to arrest me for giving you a fake name, then congratulations. And then, boom, they slapped the cuffs on him. Like, yeah. I think, you know what? Appreciate the congratulations on that one. That's a tough way to go.
Goodness
gracious. That's a real tough way to go there for Cameron Payne. But there's your rim sesh here on a Tuesday in the G-Bag Nation. We will hear from Tim McMahon, who was on with Sean and RJ earlier this morning, rehashing some more Klay Thompson stuff and just getting a full circle look at where this Mavs team is at right now. And might they be interested in bringing back an old friend here to help defensively? I think that could be a fun conversation coming up in the Expressway. But let's get you football's finest. Are you buying the CD Lamb report next year in the Nation?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.